Joining me live over the phone this morning is Violet Sanderson. Violet is the town administrator for the town of Afton. Good morning, Violet. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. And there's been some big projects up and coming and in the works for the town of Afton. So glad we could have you on the air to talk about it. Let's start with this Main Street Alliance, the Afton Main Street Alliance. And they're working with some downtown redevelopment services to revitalize the Afton downtown. Tell us about this alliance, kind of how it came about and some of the things that they are working on.
Absolutely. So most people don't know, but the town of Afton was accepted into the Wyoming Main Street program back in January of 2020. And then some of our progress got a little bit derailed with COVID and all the stuff that had to, you know, that we had to kind of, all communities got a little bit derailed with some progress because of those, because of that. But we're back running full speed. Work in this program. So the Wyoming Main Street is kind of a coordinating program for the purpose of establishing sustainable revitalization in downtowns. And as part of that program, we have received some funding or some technical assistance to create a roadmap for long-term revitalization efforts in our community. So Afton Main Street Alliance is the board that has been created in order to run this program in the town of Afton. So for anybody who isn't aware of what the Main Street program is all about, it kind of focuses on four key points, consisting of organization, promotion, design, and economic vitalities in downtowns across the state. And with this funding that we have received in partnership with Wyoming Main Street, we are, I think most people who are on social media might have seen our survey that went out last week. And that survey will help us to put together this roadmap for revitalization. So if you do see that link for the survey on Facebook, I would encourage anybody to go ahead and fill it out. It's a pretty short, quick survey. It just asks you some questions about, you know, what you like about Main Street, what you wish we had on Main Street, some of the things that you feel like Main Street could improve on. And then as well as the survey itself, we have a public input meeting scheduled for September 26th, which is a Saturday. There's going to be a couple of locations downtown where they're going to kind of have booths set up from 3 to 7 that day on the 26th, where people, you know, downtown doing their shopping or visiting the restaurants can come and just meet with one of the members of the Downtown Redevelopment Services Program that we're partnering with for this and kind of give them their input and kind of talk to them and let them know. And then it'll be great that these stations will be set up downtown because we'll also be able to connect with some of the tourists that are coming through town to kind of get their take on what we have and what they think might be lacking in our community or what they wish that we did have. So we're really excited to have this board created, the Afton Main Street Alliance board, to help us move forward with these some of these sustainable revitalization efforts in the town of Afton.
You know, Violet, this sounds like such a great opportunity. And you mentioned that survey that the town of Afton has posted and put out there. I took the survey and I'll just reiterate what you said. It was a piece of cake. Didn't take more than just a couple of minutes. So yeah, I would encourage anyone that spends any time, whether you live in Afton or not, if you spend any time in Afton or downtown or visiting businesses or doing anything like that, to go take that survey because it'll have an impact on you.
It will, and it's really exciting to know that after, I think it was just 24 hours, we had the survey live, and we already had like 98 full, you know, we had 98 people that had already taken the survey. So if you are one of the 23 followers of our Facebook page, make sure that you share that link if it came across your feed, because we would love to have as many, you know, as many participants of that survey as we can.
Violet, you mentioned the four kind of key points that this program is trying to bring to Main Streets across the state of Wyoming, including Afton. But specifically for the Afton Main Street Alliance, what is the end goal here? Is that clear yet, or is that still trying to be determined? I mean, are you looking for more diversity on Main Street? Are you looking to just upgrade the look of Main Street? Kind of what's the end goal with all this?
I would probably say all of the above. I mean, I think it's no secret or surprise that we do have some buildings on Main Street that are currently empty. I think the end goal of Afton Main Street Alliance would be to ensure that we have some economic vitality throughout Main Street. And as part of this program, we cited our Main Street as, you know, all the way from First Avenue to Second or to Sixth Avenue. So it didn't just encompass our Central Business District, which is from, third to fifth. It encompasses, you know, kind of our whole general commercial corridor as well, right through downtown, because as we know, it doesn't really necessarily start there at Fourth Avenue. So we want to make sure that all businesses can be involved in this. So one of the other things that being a part of this program can help us with is to help some of these building owners and property owners have access to certain funding out there for revitalization of their buildings and complexes and things like that that wouldn't necessarily be available to them if we weren't part of this program. And I think the town of Afton moving forward wants to have, you know, a cooperative effort with all stakeholders involved, that being the business owners, the property owners, the community members, our community leaders, the town itself, all of us working together so that way we can, you know, become a sustainable and economically vital part of our community. And so, like I said before, it would be, you know, making Main Street pretty. But that's not just hanging flowers and banners, you know, that's ensuring that we've got people in those businesses. So that way, if we do have tourists that come, people have somewhere to shop, and also to increase the quality of life for our residents that are currently here and live here year round.
Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. So again, you can find the survey that Violet's been talking about. It's on the Facebook page for the town of Afton, and also that Afton Main Street Alliance public input meeting, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. in downtown Afton. Violet, while we have you, a couple other things up and coming for the town. I understand some road work projects coming up shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so our summer road projects, which are moving into fall, obviously, we've got those projects set to start Monday the 21st, which is next Monday. So we are having full depth reclamation done on Jefferson Street between 4th and 5th Avenue. So that is obviously the street where the county building is located. So they're going to be redirecting traffic. So if you need to go in and get your, you know, get a VIN inspection or to get your tags renewed or anything like that on your vehicles, we're going to be asking people to access that building, through the access that's in between the school district's new shop building and Swift Creek High School there on 4th Avenue. Because we're not obviously going to be able to have people parking in front of that building or moving up and down the street there in Jefferson between 4th and 5th Avenue. And then one other street that we have set for full depth reclamation is on 4th Avenue between Madison and Monroe. And so all the residents and anybody else living in that area, we will be able to coordinate with them individually to ensure that they're able to get to and from their houses during the time of construction. And then one other thing that we've got going on next week is we've got our fall cleanup scheduled to start on the 21st. And so I'm sure people were aware last year we ran it a little bit differently than we have in the past. So instead of having, you know, 3 days set for town cleanup, we're just giving you the 1 day to ensure that you've got all your stuff out in the right of way. So have all of your limbs and leaves and things like that set in the right of way. We're asking you to have those set in the right of way by 7 a.m. on the 21st, which is this coming Monday, just so that way our crew has a couple of days to pick those up without going down a road that they've already picked up and having somebody set stuff up after we've been there. So, and then in talking about the right of way, we're getting to that time of year where we have people that still have vehicles or trailers parked in the right-of-way, and we're coming up on that time of year where we're going to have to start using our right-of-ways for snow storage. So we would just encourage anybody who has something parked in the right-of-way to start looking for a different place to park those, so we don't have to have any issues with that coming up when the snow hits.
Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.